Mayor Bloomberg has been one of the nation's foremost promoters of charter schools. The city has now more than 180 charters serving 70,000 students. Bloomberg has also given them space rent-free inside regular public school buildings. But Democratic candidate Bill de Blasio has very different opinions about that. And as WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, it's led to some anxiety among supporters of charters.
Hello.
Congratulations. Thank you
for your support. Bill de Blasio was greeting voters in Harlem when an 8-year-old girl in a blue and orange uniform asked him a simple question.
Hey, how are you? What a beautiful smile, too. You got it all.
Can you keep my school open?
What's your school?
Oh, my goodness. How is the Kent Academy one?
Well, we're going to work with everyone. Okay. It's good to meet you.
Janice Thomas goes to a charter school. Her mother, Monique Hopkins, says they're both concerned about its future.
Because we're hearing from the president of the school, we're hearing from a lot of the staff that they're fighting to stay in the public school buildings, and that once a new mayor comes in, it's a possibility that they'll lose a lot of their spaces, which means that they're going to have to close a lot of their locations because they don't own their own building.
That fear is because de Blasio has proposed making charters pay rent to use regular public school buildings. Right now, more than half of the city's charters are given free space. WNYC asked the Democrat to explain his proposal. He described a sliding scale for charters.
Some are clearly very, very well-resourced and have incredible wealthy backers. Others don't. So my simple point was that programs that can afford to pay rent should be paying rent. We certainly need the resources in terms of our public budget. Those that are less well-resourced should not have to pay rent.
Many charter operators say they could never afford to pay rent because the state only gives them funding for operations, not real estate. Those allowed in New York City also have to be nonprofits.
So one of the great things about the charter movement in New York is the access to public school facilities, which is one of the reasons that New York has such a vibrant and successful charter option.
David Levin is the co-founder of KIPP, a network that currently has 10 charters in New York City, with an 11th opening next year.
In places where we have to have private facilities, you have to pay rent, and that severely limits our ability to grow, which is why increasingly in places like Houston and St. Louis and Atlanta, districts are starting to co-locate schools.
In New York, charters do have to budget for rent when they first apply to open their schools. But those that get free space from the city never again have to worry about it in their planning. This is why charter operators, from those with just one school to the big networks, all say rent would be such a dramatic hardship. Eva Moskowitz runs the Success Network, which has schools in Harlem, the Bronx, and Central Brooklyn.
Rent would be not only devastating, but it would be very unfair to the most disadvantaged parents in our communities.
Moskowitz is a lightning rod because she's now got 22 charters, all in DOE buildings, with six more planned for next year. Some of her board members come from the financial sector, and de Blasio has singled her out directly for being well-resourced. But Moskowitz says charters are still public schools and shouldn't be penalized. One of her schools is inside PS 167 in Crown Heights. The old neighborhood elementary school is being phased out for poor performance, and two new schools have opened inside. The kids are dismissed at different times, with the charter parents waiting by a different set of doors. 10-year-old Jeanette, who goes to the old school, says it's a little uncomfortable sharing space.
We can't go on certain floors, and if we do, we get in trouble by their teachers.
Her mom, Althea Judge, is vice president of the PTA. She thinks charters should pay rent so regular schools like PS 167 can get more support instead of being shut down.
Bill de Blasio has a point. We have funds that we should be able to help these public schools out that have been around since the turn of the century, that have educated so many prosperous people that we look up to and that we vote for. So we need funding.
But supporters of charters note that hundreds of regular schools are also co-located now, including a new elementary school inside PS 167. Demisa Henry's 5-year-old daughter attends the Success Academy charter here. She's troubled by de Blasio's proposal.
I think, yeah, it would affect my family because this is our future. And you want them to pay rent. How are they going to raise money to do that?
A de Blasio spokesman says that if he's elected, the Democrat would meet with all of the stakeholders to work out the details about who would pay rent and how much. Meanwhile, Republican Joe Loda has proposed doubling the number of charters, but many people in the charter community consider him a long shot. Their strategy has been to raise attention for their cause, regardless of who's the next mayor. The group Families for Excellent Schools is planning a march across the Brooklyn Bridge next week. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.